This word is integrity, and what really is the power behind that word. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Integrity, my, what a powerful word. We look at the integrity of governments, and we see whether they are peaceful governments, whether they are governments of honor, of knowing what is right and what is wrong to do for their nation and their themselves. And the government is made up of legislators who are interested in carrying out the desires of the people, carrying out the rules of their government, and not necessarily interested in their own pockets all the time, although that is a very necessary part of it too, but it's not the program. What is the integrity of a person who has taken a role of honor? Is that person going to stand up at all times to do what that person feels is right? That's the only thing that can be done. You are an individual. I'm an individual. We must stand up for what we believe is right and for what we believe is correct in every way. Now, if we have the opportunity having a little side action of bringing things to our benefit, do we turn to doing that, or do we turn to saying, well, now what is best for everyone involved? What is best for whatever it is that I'm working on? I've dealt with a lot of people over the years, and they have offered to have many silly things done. And they have offered to, for instance, just to pay the University of Healing to receive the certification of the university without doing the coursework. And they say, well, I don't want to do all the other coursework. I just want to get my doctorate. And this is so true of many people. And I say to them, no, I'm sorry. I own the University of Healing. I established the University of Healing. The University of Healing has my integrity, and the University of Healing cannot participate in anything of that nature. Whatever we do with integrity. We do with honor. We do with belief that all is right. The honesty is unimpeachable. And people say, oh, come on now. Look at this organization and look at that organization. Look at these groups of people, how they sell their degrees and how they make them available to people. And they give honorary degrees to people who know nothing about whatever it is they're being honored in with that type of a degree. And I say, yes, that's true. That's very true. But truth will out. And our confidence, our belief, and our remaining true to what we believe will pay off. It will bear fruit, as it already has in for me, because I have not violated that with people. I will not do that. I will not allow our organization to do that, because that's our integrity. And once I allow us to do that, just once, our integrity is impugned, and we no longer have that belief by the public that we are a good organization. You see, when a person has gone through a training program, and they do it honorably and beautifully, the fact that that person exists as a completed student of that training program is evidence of how well that student has learned, how well that training program is conducted, and the benefit to the world of that person having taken that program. If you and I look at an individual and we say, oh, they are out of Harvard, they're out of Stanford, they're out of the University of California, they're out of these notable organizations, they are certainly learned people, because you cannot weasel your way through those schools. You have to really prove yourself each step along the way. Your integrity has to stand forth and be seen and known. Oh yes, it's true, some people cheat and get through. Some people can wiggle their way around and accomplish things, but all their life they hate themselves. All their life they're not happy with themselves, because their integrity is not true. And, oh, they'll be weasels all their life, perhaps. They'll be people who are doing things that are incorrect and dishonorable all their life. But you can tell that. You can tell just by looking at a person whether they believe in themselves or not, whether they want to do everything from the beginning to the end. I look at some of our students, and I watch them carefully as they take their courses and do their degree work. And as they do it, I say, wow, what a student. What a marvelous student. They are doing the lessons exactly as they're designed to be done, reading them three times a day for one seven-day week completely, and at the end of that week doing the quiz and the essay. And they are magnificent. They have put those clauses in motion in their mind, in their heart, in their being, and they know it, they live it, they believe it. And if they don't want to take the course, they don't have to. If they don't want to take the course in mathematics, they don't have to. If they don't want to take the course in philosophy, they don't have to. But if you do take the course, give it your very best in exactly the manner in which it's being taught. You can go to a dozen music schools, and most of them basically teach in the same way. But there are people who have different techniques of teaching which are quite effective. And some schools are known for a teacher who is able to reach the student beautifully and have the student follow through in a magnificent way. And there are some schools that can reach the difficult student who finds it difficult to accomplish what the teacher wants because somewhere along the line, he hadn't learned to follow the rules and to enjoy learning and to get excited about learning. Well, now, what is the integrity of the University of Healing? The integrity of the University of Healing is that everyone is God and everyone is good and everyone is wonderful, and this is what I expect out of everybody. And people come to campus and they say, boy, Herb, you're tough. And I say, no, I just know who you are. You're good and very good. And I expect the best out of you. And so they give it to me. So they give me their best, and when they're finished, they say, boy, I'm good. Boy, I'm wonderful. I really am a terrific person. Now, that's the way it should be. They shouldn't say, well, with Herb Barley as my teacher, I became good because he expected the best out of me. He did this and he did that. Well, that's not what I want. That's not what any teacher wants. The teacher wants the student to say, I am good, I have accomplished it, I have done what I'm supposed to do, and I'm doing it wonderfully. And that's the essence of all learning, of all sharing, of all integrity. The integrity of believing in yourself, being yourself, and following what it is that you believe. No one can buy your integrity. No one can buy anything from anybody, except with the coin of the course itself. If you're being a musician, practice your music. If you're being a philosopher, learn to listen within and find what that divine within you has to say, the magic it has to give you far beyond anything you've ever experienced up to now. You are the beautiful soul. You are the beautiful one. You are the being of integrity. And that's what life is all about. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.